Today, the Social Development Minister, Carmel Sepuloni, told Checkpoint she's concerned about the queues too, but she says there has to be a better way. MSD today announced it will send out 100,000 surveys a month to work and income clients to get a better idea of how people feel they're being treated and how services can be improved. Now, the Minister joined me in the studio a little earlier, and I started by asking her why she thinks people are lining up at the Manurewa office as early as 2 a.m.
They're queuing up like that because a AAAP, as an advocacy group, asked them to show up at 2 a.m. in the morning to meet with them then. They're not meeting with MSD at that hour. They're actually meeting with their advocates. MSD has already guaranteed AAAP, I think, 65 appointments each Thursday for each of those people. So we do need to find a way to do this better, because in my mind, people don't need to be lining up at 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'm really concerned about people travelling across Auckland to get to that place at that hour, and in some instances they're travelling from out of Auckland.
Couple of things there. AAAP is not asking them to turn up at 2 a.m, is it?
We're not asking them to turn up at 2 a.m.
No, so they're simply just turning up.
There's no reason to turn up at that hour. We tell AAAP when you have your impact days, which are on Thursdays, they have guaranteed appointments for their clients, that we will see them on that Thursday. So there's no reason to turn up at that hour of the morning. I've written, not myself, but MSD, the regional commissioner, saying, how can we do this better, AAAP? Because this is about the safety of those families as well, and we don't want them, and I'm sure they don't want them coming out at 2 a.m. in the morning with their families from across the region or outside of the region.
They're wanting to get access to the advocates though, aren't they? They're wanting someone to help them. So what does that tell you about the service they think they get unless they have someone to help them with the forms and to advocate for them and push their cases?
Absolutely within anyone's right to take an advocate or utilise an advocate when they go to MSD. What we're trying to do is make sure that people are getting access to what they're eligible for, and I think our approval rates really show that is happening. So 98% of the hardship grants being sought at the Manurewa office are being approved. We've seen something like a 60% increase in the amount that's been given out for hardship grants over the last year, and an increase in people applying. So I think they are feeling confident in applying, and their grants are being approved.
Well, at that office, yeah, that's a great figure, 98%. But do you check with those people who turn up what other offices they've been to? Do you take records of whether they were turned down at a previous office? Because we know that a number of people in that queue were from Papakura, Papatoetoe, Clendon, Ōtara. They came there
sure,
because they felt that they need an advocate to have their case heard and to get any further with MSD.
And I think that's a really good question, Lisa. So what I've put to MSD is that we need to be following up with these clients, telling them, of course, you have the right to access an advocate, but what has happened here with regards to your relationship with MSD, why you feel that you can't go to your local office, or why you feel that you can't approach MSD yourself for the support that you might need. And so that is the next step for us, actually.
What do you think the answer is? Because you must have a fair idea.
Look, I think sometimes it's a range of things probably, Lisa. There could have been a breakdown in relationship between the individual and the site that they're closest to. They could have had a bad relationship with their MSD case manager. So I'm not going to act like in every instance that MSD may have been blameless, because there may have been fault on MSD and we need to take that on the chin. But to work it out moving forward, we've actually got to find out what that was and make sure that we can repair that relationship and make sure that that person feels confident that they can approach MSD for support.
So how are you going to measure that then?
Well, we, as I said, a starting point for me is saying to MSD, hey, let's contact the clients that are utilising advocates and make sure that we're doing all we can to build a relationship without denying them the right to have an advocate. But also this morning we launched our new Heartbeat survey that basically means that we're going to be surveying around 100,000 people a month from here on in, which is a massive increase on what's been done before. We've got the systems in place to ensure that the feedback that we get can actually inform how we operate moving forward.
So what are you going to ask them, and how will they get that survey?
So the survey will be sent largely via the email address that people give us themselves when they register with MSD. It's still a work in progress. progress in terms of how we make it more accessible. But the pilot to date showed that we had a 10% response rate. And this is just going
10%.
To be growing. 10%.
That sounds incredibly low, Minister.
Well, when you think about 100,000 people getting sent the survey per month, 10,000 returning the feedback forms is actually quite large.
As a raw number, yes, but not as a percentage of clients and interactions, is it?
The experts told me that that's pretty much in line with what they would expect. And so what we do need to make sure of, though, is that different demographic groups who are interested in hearing from are responding at a reasonable rate as
what
well.
What are you asking them in those surveys?
Things like, what was their client experience? How was that experience when they went in there? How do they feel that they were treated? Some of the feedback will collectively inform what we're able to do in terms of changes. It might highlight that there's issues at particular sites, and that's really important as well. And there may be individual emergency circumstances that we need to get onto more quickly.
So if you've done a pilot, what are people telling you already?
Well, it's been very interesting. I guess one of the overall findings is that client satisfaction with the pilot to date shows us that the rating is around 8.3 out of 10. Which
What do you mean, 8.3 out of 10 for what? What are you asking?
For client satisfaction in terms of some of the areas that I mentioned earlier that we're covering off, which I guess in some people's minds would be a bit of a surprise, because I think there's a bit of a perception around the work or the service that MSD gives.
Do you think that clients who are happy with you are more inclined to fill out the survey? Because if they're disgruntled with you, they might just think, not interested in talking to you even.
Well, I mean, you know, that's a possibility. So this is a work in progress, as I said. We want as many people to complete the survey as possible. One of the groups who were lower in terms of response rate were Māori, and so that's an area that we need to work on. Still 25% of the respondents were Māori, but that's not reflective of those that are in the welfare system. So there's still room for improvement. But this is MSD's honest attempt to actually hear from the people that are accessing support from MSD and to improve the way that we provide services and that we work for New Zealanders.
Can we expect the results of the survey that you're undertaking to be made public, and when will we get a chance to look at them?
Still discussing what the external view of that information might look like, but certainly in terms of what we're doing internally, it's going to help us internally to make sure that we're doing the job that we should be.
But now, you're the transparent government, Minister.
So are we going to see some anonymised data
from that survey so that we can see what people think you still aren't getting wrong and what you are getting right?
You will be seeing something, Lisa. But what that looks like is still to be decided.
Yeah, well, your goal is to have a service where the people using Work and Income have a positive experience every time.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so do you think the people waiting at Manurewa in the pouring rain were having a positive experience and were able to maintain their dignity while waiting to be seen?
Lisa, you know, and I saw the image and I saw the story, and no one would pretend that it's not shocking to see that. What I do have to do is put it in perspective. That is not a normal occurrence at MSD offices across the country.
It's a normal occurrence on a Thursday at Manurewa because people go there to get help from an advocate, and as discussed, they do that because they feel they need an advocate to make their case to MSD. So that's reflective of their perception of your ministry's culture, isn't it?
No, I think that, you know, with regards to what happens with the impact days, that we could do it better.
So could you just offer them some cover? Even?
Oh, look, you know, like we've reached out to AAAP to ask them to be part of our national collective of beneficiary advocates. They don't want to. Even this morning, Mark Goldsmith, our regional commissioner, spoke to someone from AAAP and said, you know, we'd really like to work more closely together with you so that we can better serve the people that we're there for. They don't want to work with MSD.
I'm asking you a question about the environment you provide at Manurewa. So could you have cover for them to wait under?
They don't need to be there at 2 o'clock in the morning, Lisa, and that is a fact. And so what we want to do is work better with AAAP so that people are not showing up at 2 a.m. in the morning to meet with advocates. How can we do this better? Because they do not need to be there.
They obviously feel they need to because they're not there for a fun time waiting from 2 a.m.
They feel they need to. We can agree on that. Yeah.
So they feel they need to, and they feel to make any progress, they need to be there for an advocate. As you pointed out, there were, 60, 65 appointments
There
are. They want one of those appointments with an advocate.
They can
get that. And they know that there are more people than they are appointments. That's why they turn up at that time.
Look,
so why not offer them a bit of cover or a dignified place to wait?
Because we don't want people showing up at 2 a.m. in the morning. And what we'd rather do is work with those clients and work with AAAP to work out a system whereby they can get their allocated appointment without feeling that they need to show up at 2 a.m. in the morning, Lisa. That is not ideal in anyone's mind. And so what we have to do is actually address that so they do not feel they need to show up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
So that's the Social Development Minister, Carmel Cipollone. And in a statement, Auckland Action Against Poverty says it works with MSD staffers on a daily basis to address advocacy issues from Onehunga, Manurewa, Henderson and Ranui, where the group operate. AAAP disagrees that the line outside the Manurewa office is caused by them. They say if beneficiaries were able to get their full entitlements and enough assistance from work and income without an advocate, people wouldn't feel the need to come to them.